Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, it's Sean. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You're on. Go ahead with your question or comment. Delighted to have you with us today.
Thank you. My wife and I were talking about this the other day, about preachers that may not be preaching political type stuff or what's going on in the world right now. It's a spiritual battle, so we have to have spiritual discernment. And I thank God that we have once we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the Holy Spirit within us that's discerning what's going on right this very second. So that maybe preaching from the pulpit about our relationship and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's going to be the foundation to where we will be able to discern that there really are things going on. Because for people that are blinded by the prince of this world, we could make total common sense you would think what we would be saying would be total common sense to them, but they're so blinded by a spirit that the only way to be able to come that is to have the Spirit of God in us. And that preaching from the pulpit, that our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and then what's going to happen with that is as they get spiritual discernment, they actually will be able to see what's going on and like, oh, wow, how did I actually ever think this way? And I'd just like to get your opinion on that. Thank you.
You're exactly right. Without having the Holy Spirit of God giving us insight and wisdom, it is called wisdom either from above or wisdom from the world. And the book of James talks about that. And the wisdom from the world is demonic and sensual, demonic and devilish, the scripture says. But the wisdom from God provides us with the insight of the Word of God is what God would have us to do. That's truly the essence of having a biblical worldview, is allowing the Holy Spirit of God to guide, direct, and to protect us in our daily walk as we serve Him. And that comes through the study of the Word of God, not by osmosis, not by denominationalism, but simply by the study of the Word of God and depending upon Him. That's the key to it, and that would be what I would urge in every individual listening today to depend upon. But thank you so much for your call and for your insight. You're exactly right, brother. Thank you for your listening to Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And just a moment ago, I read, let me read a blurb from this. This article says, sorcery is one of the most searched terms, Bible terms, on Bible Gateway in 2021. Read again. It says, with nearly 3 million searches per day, more than 2,000 per minute, around the clock, being generated by tens of millions of people in more than 200 countries and territories the last 12 months, search trends on Bible Gateway offer an impression of how people engaged with the Bible in 2021, the world's most visited Christian website. Searching scripture using the word sorcery and sorceries increased from 2020 by 193%. It is an amazing, fascinating factor, ladies and gentlemen. The question must be asked, why would the individuals be searching the website, wanting to know What is sorcery? What does the word sorcery mean? What is it? Pharmakeia. It is the word pharmakeia, ladies and gentlemen, that is the essence of that word sorcery. And I could go to dozens and dozens of scriptures throughout the Bible that deals with it. I'll just give some of them as an example. Time will not allow us to do a Bible search by verse, but it will allow us to have an understanding of what the Bible is saying today. And I believe that's the essence of the problem that we have in society, is what people are looking for gives an indication of what is taking place in our world and what we need to look at. For example, in Acts 8:9, Simon the sorcerer, you find in 1 Samuel 15:23, 2 Kings, etc., etc. You find it using the word wizard in Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and 1 Samuel, 2 Kings, and 2 Chronicles, and Isaiah. Familiar spirits dealt with over and over in the scripture in relationship to the word sorcery and sorceries and how it is used there. And it is a sad, sad scenario that we've come to in America today, where there seems to be a mindset that you've got to search outside of the truth of the Word of God. You've got to look at these terms, sorcery, which is the word pharmakeia, and that simply means drugs. Now, some perhaps have done that as a result of the pharmakeia, the drugs taking place in America through the COVID vaccination. Some have looked at it, I'm sure, want to know what the drugs are and what it means with that. But when you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Revelation, the 18th chapter, the 23rd verse, it talks about in the last days, the whole world will be deceived by pharmakeia, sorceries, drugs. And we're living in a drug culture today. And ladies and gentlemen, this is my perspective. You may disagree with it, but I believe a multitude of these that are researching the word sorcery and sorceries in the scripture, which is the word pharmakeia, they're those that are professing Christians that are wondering, can I involve myself with drugs and partaking of drugs, pot and other drugs, and still call myself a Christian? They're probably searching, what is the real word? What does it mean? What is God saying? And every place you find it, God absolutely rejects it. God's word absolutely says that it's wrong, and do not participate and do not do it. But we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, a lack of a biblical worldview. And as a result of that, people across the nation and around the globe do not have a biblical worldview. There's a lack, L-A-C-K, of doing that. And it's as a result of rejecting the truth of the Word of God, rejecting God's Word, rejecting what God says, God's law, and as a result of that, falling for anything that would seem to give power and influence. I'm looking at another article that's very similar, and it's about that, ladies and gentlemen. But this article talks about it in this fashion. This says, why sorcery was the fastest growing search term on Bible Gateway in 2021. The Greek word pharmakeia has appeared in database over COVID-19 prevention measures, particularly opposition by some charismatics and evangelical Christians to vaccines against the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. The word also appears in Revelation 18:23, which reads in part, by your magic spell, sorceries, drugs, all the nations will be led astray. This article further reads, church leaders opening their sanctuaries to sorceries, that is to administer COVID-19 vaccines, which she believes are experimental genetic modification tools that will permanently mark the recipient by taking the vaccine. Further, it says, Revelation also emphasizes how the whole world will be deceived by pharmakeia. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole world is now being deceived as a result of pharmakeia that is being spread around the globe. And I don't believe it's talking about just the COVID-19 vaccine. I believe it has to do with absolutely what is taking place in the drug-infested culture that we're living in today, where there's a mindset that I can participate with the drugs and the drinking and the immoral activities and somehow, some way, still call myself a Christian. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely concerned with that. We must ask the question, though, and dig a little deeper in relationship to that word. Let me just look at here for our edification. Search the Greek dictionary, pharmakeia, the Greek transliteration of that. Witchcraft, magic, the use of spells and potions of magic, all often involving drugs. Definition is the employment of drugs for any purpose, sorcery, magic, enchantments, etc., etc. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place in relationship to that drug culture, especially in the last days. And as the Bible says, as it does in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that we're living in perilous times. Perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating. And that's the very culture that we find ourselves in today. And I'm amazed when the fact shows us that that is the term that is being researched more than any other term in modern society, not only in America but around the globe, with some 3 million per day searches on that word and those terms. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question about that, if you have an idea of insight on that, what do you think is the cause? What do you think is the rationale behind it? That telephone number is 831-0917. Are you concerned about that indication that we're living in a drug-infested culture? Are you concerned about the direction that we're in? Do you believe that we're in a declension morally, ethically, and spiritually in America today? Do you believe that we have declined from a Christian nation to the level now that out of all of the supposed Christians in America, only 6% of those adult supposed Christians have a biblical worldview, and only 4% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials, have a biblical worldview? Do you believe that there's a problem with that that points to what we are faced with today? And I believe it's as a result of the lack of depending on the Word of God and truth as we ought to see it today. And as a result of that, we're watching a major decline in society. So as we do so, ladies and gentlemen, thinking about witchcraft, dark magic, potions, magic involving drugs, enchantments, et cetera, all of which God's Word absolutely forbids. Let me just read to you a text found in Revelation, the 9th chapter, and the 20th and the 21st verse. Sets the stage, because that's where we're headed in the last days. In the 9th chapter, the book of the Revelation, verse 20, and the rest of the men, it is talking about the rest of the people, the rest of the men, which were not killed by the plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, nor idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Verse 21, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, even when God's wrath is poured out upon a society in the last of the last days, during the days of the tribulation, there will not be many that will repent of their sin. They'll not repent of their sorceries. They'll not repent of their murders. They'll not repent of their fornication. They'll not repent of their thefts. And the word there for sorceries is the word pharmakeia. It is talking about drugs. It is talking about the use of drugs. And in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, and the light of the candle shall shine no more, and all of the and the voice of the bridegroom of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Sorceries, drugs. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole host of folks today. This is the reason you find what I call the potheads. And across America, we've had about 32 of the states in the United States of America that's legalized on a state level the use of pot and other drugs. The West Coast, or as it's called, the Left Coast, they've done that. And it's trickling down across America. And right now, there's a movement in the federal government to authorize the use of pot and other drugs on a national level and give federal authority authorization for that to be done. That shows the decline of a culture when the Bible is no longer preached from the pulpit. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, where we stand in the declension. The question is, have we lost a biblical worldview? And the answer is unequivocally yes. No more can we say America has a biblical worldview. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. This is Austin. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Yes. I just wanted to testify about that, about being a pothead and a millennial, and just how untruthful it is, and just how the world pulls you right into it. The Lord has spoken to me many a times and told me to, I guess, pull towards the truth and just deny this legalism that is happening. I've gone many a years, was raised with a family that was accepted and believed that it was an okay thing. And I just want to personally tell you that, yes, I've dropped that. It's probably about 2.5 weeks now that I have been a Christian, was baptized at the beginning of this year, and the Lord's just pruning and pruning, and he's getting ready for his, you know, for the church. The groom is getting the bride ready. So I just want to just send a word of encouragement for those that are listening that maybe are on the fence about it. Just put your full faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else will fall into place, and he'll do the rest. I really appreciate your words of encouragement, and thank you for all you're doing and all you speak.
Well, thank you so much, Austin, for what you've said, and God bless you for that. I'm thankful for your testimony. And understand, when we get saved, the Bible says, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And a lot of folks that we, before we get saved, there are a lot of folks we might have had a relationship with, or talked with, or considered friends. You don't have to worry about, ladies and gentlemen, when you say yes to Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about leaving things. God will take those things away. Those friends no longer want to be around you. Those friends no longer want to talk with you because your vocabulary changes, your mindset changes. You have a biblical worldview at that time of saying, I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm willing to stand for truth, regardless of what others may think or say. And so if you're on, as our last caller said, if you're on the fence with debating that, it's a matter of a satanic, demonic battle. In fact, I'm looking at an article here that says, what is happening is spiritual and needs to be treated as such. We're in a war for the souls of men. We're in a war for the souls of our nation. And decisions being made now will have eternal consequences. So make the choice, make the decision that you're going to honor God and please God, that you're going to develop a biblical worldview. And that's only possible by the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of studying the word, reading the word, meditating on the word, and allowing the word of God to permeate our lives to direct our footsteps. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, Brother Davis, how are you?
God bless you. Thank you for calling. I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. In reference to what you were saying about the marijuana and different things like that back in the days, I can remember when marijuana was considered to be such a terrible drug along with all the rest of them as well. But now it seems as though on just about every corner, they're opening up a new pot shop because they want to legalize it. And Dr. Youngblood, back in the day, I could remember myself coming through some of that particular type of situation to where drugs were used a lot of times back in the days to control people as a usage of mind control, in other words. And I think that this is what's happening on today, much like in the book of Numbers I was reading, where Balak said unto Balaam he wanted him to curse God's people because he wanted control of God's people, but every time he tried to curse God's people, it turned out to be a blessing. So what we need to do, you know, for that is to hold on to God's unchanging hand because Christ is the truth. He didn't say he was a form of the truth, but Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We need Jesus more and more each and every day in these days and times that we're living in right now. And when you look at I was reading also 1 Timothy chapter 4. It said here, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. That's even in the church. Giving heed to seducing spirits. That's what it's all about. And doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Seducing spirits come through the use of pharmakia, the drugs. And this is what they're trying to do, seduce the people, even the people of God, into believing the lies that they're putting forth out there right now.
Absolutely. And Brother Davis, one of the things that I believe our listeners need to understand on a global basis, a universal basis, all of the nations up until now, except for America, you find a major pothead, pot-induced, and what you would call desensitized people, and when you have a whole nation of people that's under the influence of pharmakeia, under the influence of drugs, they're willing to be utilized by the governments of those nations where they depend on the government for what they eat, for where they live, for where they sleep, for the income that they have, and it's a laid-back, relaxed atmosphere and attitude that I don't care what happens, I'm not going to work, I don't have to worry about it, the government's going to take care of me. It is the approach that Satan uses, the demonic spirits use, to control people and control nations and to control where we're going. In fact, it is done so by fear. I'm looking at an article that says a pandemic of fear manufactured by authorities, according to a Yale epidemiologist made the statement. The COVID pandemic has been one of fear manufactured by individuals who were in the nominal positions of authority as the virus began to spread across the globe last year, according to Yale University Dr. Harvey Rich. This article further says, he argues that by and large, what he has characterized as an entire Chinese Communist Party virus pandemic has been a degree of fear and people's response with fear. overall, I'd say, this is the writer, overall, I'd say that we've had a pandemic of fear, and fear has affected almost everyone, whereas the infection has affected relatively few in comparison. However, the fear was manufactured for everybody, and that's what characterized the whole pandemic and the degree of fear, people's response with fear. And he finalizes, he says, people were quite afraid of that message, as anybody would be with the government, with authorities, with scientists, specific people, and medical people and authority in the public health institutions, all saying the same message started in about February, March of last year. And so we all kind of believed this fear mongering. And we're living in a lawless nation as a result of that today. I believe that you can go back and trace down most all of the events of lawlessness, all of the events of murder on the streets, all of the events of harming others comes out as a result of the fear factor being manufactured around the globe today through the COVID pandemic, as it is called. Some call it the plandemic. And as a result of those involved in the taking of drugs and the drug-inducing society that we're in today into witchcraft and sorceries and all manner of things that's unbiblical, unholy, ungodly. And that's the reason that word, I believe, has been searched so many times, 3 million times a day, 2,000 per minute. I think that shows where we are as a society, globally and nationally, a society that's looking for that word. And what does it mean? It is the bringing about the fear factor. And as a result of that, I believe that we need to be concerned, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Brother Davis, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have another call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Owen, this is John again.
Yes, sir.
Number one abused drug in the United States is actually alcohol, which is a legal drug. And I think man has been battling man since man was created, because we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And if we always focus on the human side, we'll never be at peace with ourselves. We're never going to find satisfaction or joy or anything like that, because we're actually spiritual beings. And when Moses went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, he comes back down, they're praying to a golden calf. It's like, It seems to be that's the nature of man, not justifying it, but I think that it's just a constant battle until Jesus comes back.
Absolutely. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between Satan and the Savior. It's a battle that will always take place. The Scripture says in 1 John that we need to search the Scripture, and that is not search the Scripture, need to discern the spirits, and it's the word plural, spirits, meaning there's an unholy spirit and a divine spirit, and we need to determine which spirit is operative in our lives when we make decisions and choices by volitional choice. What spirit is motivating that? Is it an evil spirit, demonic spirit, or is it the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, one or the other, because we're going to obey one or the other. And this is the reason, I believe, brother, that it's so important that we have a biblical worldview, that we search the Scripture to see if it be true, according to Acts 17, verse 12, as the Berean Christians did, searching the Scripture. Multitudes today that call themselves Christians do not hold a biblical worldview. And as a result of that, I believe they're delving into the demonic, they're delving into the satanic, they're delving into the search of the word sorceress to determine what that really means. And one of the things I need for all of us to understand is that whether it be alcohol use, it changes the heart, changes the mind, and changes the direction that we're going in. Whether it be alcohol, it is still a drug. Whether it be pot or marijuana or any of the other harder drugs, it is, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing. It is changing the heart and changing the mind, with the focus being demonically controlled. Thank you so much for your call and for your interest. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, have we lost a biblical worldview? Have we lost our biblical worldview for America? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm looking at an article that says, Lawlessness in America, the Progressive Culture of Death. America, once a nation of laws, is fast becoming a lawless country. Consider recent headlines. Darryl Brooks, Jr., who should have been in jail, plowed into with his speeding SUV into Christian's parade, Christmas parade, killing 6 people, injuring 61, including grandmothers, mothers, and their children, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes on to talk about the different things taking place across America where we're living in a culture of death. And that's as a result, I believe, of the marijuana and other harder drugs that are being legalized across the nation, just like they've legalized murder by way of abortion. And yet the Scripture says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill, and abortion is murder. We're looking at what they're saying today that needs to be legalized on a federal level, all uses of drugs. It will cause the desensitization of the populace in America so that there will be a laid-back, lackadaisical, I-could-care-less attitude that will cause everyone to depend on the federal government. I'm looking at an article here that it should stand out as being very relevant to this conversation today. Reports from mRNA vaccine takers on killing of the God gene. Let me read that headline again. Reports from mRNA vaccine takers on killing of the God gene, separation from God. Some recipients of the mRNA injections have in Facebook pages devoted to victims of the so-called vaccines reportedly feeling a spiritual emptiness reminiscent of fears that they may tamper with the God gene. This article further states, ladies and gentlemen, the God gene hypothesis was proposed by a scientist that is called Dean Hammer, who posited that there was a gene, the VMAT2, from which people derive a sense of spirituality and connection to God. Let me read this to you. Listen carefully. An Australian philosopher made this statement. In the future, the soul will be eliminated by medicine. On the pretense of health, there will be the vaccine whereby the human organism will be treated as soon as possible, possibly directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the awareness of the soul and the spirit. Materialistic doctors will be entrusted with the task of removing the soul from humanity. Like today, people are vaccinated against specific diseases, so in the future, children will be vaccinated with the substance that will immunize them against the madness of spiritual life. The vaccinated person could be very clever, but would not develop a conscience, and that's the real goal of some of the materialistic circles today. And then we have Elon Musk that says during the year 2022, they will be able to develop a chip to go into the brain that will totally change the human being and will allow the human being to think differently than they're thinking today. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go very quick. We've got about 45 seconds.
All right. I believe that it started in earnest in the United States of America in 1964. The Supreme Court of the United States kicked God out of the country in 1973. They legalized modern-day child sacrifice, and in 2015, they legalized sodomy. The Supreme Court did all three of these things, and I believe that God is not happy with us. I believe he has probably taken his hand of protection and benevolence off of us, and we have a promise of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If those who are called by his name were humble themselves and repent, I will hear their prayers from heaven and heal their land. Unfortunately, the word is being watered down. And regarding the chip in the brain, yes, you are right. This is just a precursor, in my opinion, to the mark of the beast. It's just a matter of time before they force it on us.
Absolutely, brother. You're exactly right. Our time is out. We're a hard break for the broadcast to end today. But thank you for your call, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.